Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening. Where are you? What time is it where you are? This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm cogitating so many things today. We're talking about radiance by design. We're talking about change, and transitions. What does it take to transit? I'm so conscious lately, kind of obsessed about the human collective consciousness and how the collective unconscious has been rolling through us and how we're really trying to lift the basic frequency of the collective conscious and the collective unconscious. And I'm also so, as an intuitive and an energy counselor, I'm also very aware of these fields of consciousness that come rolling through from the universe, that not only are we, our frequencies are being raised at an amazing level, and it's going to be like 20 times more by the time we get to 2012, but the thing that's fascinating to me, having a talk with my friend Randy Masters, in fact, who was a paradigm shifter last week, and I hope some of you enjoyed that. And we were talking about how, for example, remember in the 90s when we had channels, and the channels were all sharing a certain kind of information. That information has changed right now. In fact, gets a little bit boring, except I'm reading about the Arcturians again, and that was the 90s, and it's very exciting. But a lot of it was just like waking up to the fact that we're always loved and the guides are always there and so on. And it's almost like there's this flowing consciousness that penetrated the brains, the minds, the hearts of a whole bunch of individuals in order to pass on that kind of information. Now what we're getting is much higher frequency information. Well, yeah, in many cases it's higher frequency information, but what we're hearing a lot about is how the systems are finally ending. We've heard from Right Use of Will and many other books way back 10, 15, 20 years ago, maybe even farther, we heard that many, many people will choose to leave the planet at this time because when the systems fade, for example, the economic system, when it comes apart, and we all know, you know, whether you believe in the New World Order or whatever, we all know that there have been really powerful dominant forces running the economics in the world, and they haven't necessarily been particularly interested in the well-being of all the individuals that are probably taking too much space and time, I don't know. But we know that that could change, and that we've been promised for ages that we'll have 1,000 years of peace. Is this the beginning of that? These changes have been wringing themselves out since, oh, I would say all through the 1900s, but maybe escalating. Well, look at the 60s. 60s were wild. Look at the 20s. The 20s were wild. These changes have really escalated all the way through the 1900s. Where am I going with this? I'm just kind of fascinated by the fact that many will transit, and why? We know that the veil is thinning. Are they actually working on the other side? What is it going to take for us to create new systems on this planet? New economic systems, new orders that'll feed everyone, new ways of healing that support all kinds of people, a new waking up so that we can all have access to higher frequency consciousness as it comes through us, so that we can raise the consciousness of the collective by choice, that we can have a huge impact on our children so they can become who they really are, that we become multidimensional, that we can travel through time and space. You know, 2012 is supposed to be the end of the calendar as we know it. And very often I think, well, if everything is speeding up frequency-wise and we're able to create our reality with our thoughts and our feelings and our heart and our willingness to release old beliefs that have been perhaps implanted or that have come from our past experiences, if we're willing to do all of this, what could happen? We may find ourselves living in a world where, and I often talk about this, we're living in a world where all of us has a totally different subjectivity, not only our own PC, but we are our own PC, and that we have a different subjectivity maybe, and where it's consensus or where it's collective, it's beautiful. Can we do it, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know. What we're going to talk about today is the same thing I talked about last week with some variations, which are, what does it take to go through change? What kind of transitions are we going through as a person? What are we trying to transit as a collective? how many of us need to pass to move to the other side in order to either get the heck out of here because the changes are going to be too difficult and we're fragile, or how many of us are going to get over there to help bring other people through, to help inspire huge shifts in the collective. I don't know. What do you think? I know that as we make changes, we each of us, as we face a change of career, a change of partnership, change of our routine, even a change of our diet for the sake of consciousness or whatever, you know, each of us goes through small deaths, don't we? And it's really, really difficult. And what we're going to talk about today is how to discover in your body, let's pick the physical today, we'll pick on the physical, how do you discover in your body where those changes catch in you and make it really difficult? Why is it that we fight change really hard? And I believe it's because they're all little deaths. So we're going to talk about that. I have a few quotes that I've gotten from a couple of books that I was looking through, stuff that I've read, but I was just sort of flipping through trying to get some pithy little one-liners to talk to you about. So let's start off by doing our meditation. And in the meditation today, I want you to take into the structure, into the golden balls and the golden light structure, a situation that you have, okay? And we're going to go into your body, mind, whilst you're in the structure, and we're going to find where you resist. Where I said we're going to take in a situation you have, but what I really meant was something that you're wanting to change in yourself, something you want to grow through in order to evolve and become more conscious. And then what we're going to find out is where that sticks in your body, where your body wrestles it to the ground. Because where we want to change is whatever we were doing before doesn't want to die. So it fights us as we evolve and try to get to a higher level. So I wanted us to take into the structure something we're working on, and we're going to work on it together in our wonderful laboratory there in the structure. We might even call in our healing teams and see, A, what they're like, B, what it is they would do. So let's have some fun with our meditation today. And I'd like you to close your eyes lest you drive in. And take a couple of deep breaths. And I'd like you to focus way out there in some galactic center, and you and I have been there before. You choose the one you love the best. And draw from there a beautiful crystal tube. And you bring that thin little tube down through your body, through your spine, right down through your entire spine and into the core of the earth. Yeah, you just wired yourself up to get some higher consciousness, didn't you? And now above your head, perhaps 2 miles, see a golden ball, and the gold is of the highest quality of gold with its light sparkle, its amazing transmission of beautiful energy. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And I want you to draw from the upper golden ball into the lower golden ball a radiant filament of light, and it goes through that crystal tube. Good. And now from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid to about waist high, 20 feet in any direction, or at least the front, back, side to side. It's a four-sided pyramid, and its little lines that create the pyramid are all made of gold as well. Now do the same thing upside down. You have an upside down pyramid with its point pointing into your golden ball. So now you have an octahedron, an eight-sided structure. And inside that structure, create a crystal ball. The outside edges of your crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your structure. And just take a minute to feel the difference of that energy. And now inside of that, I'm being indecisive, but the guides just show me. Inside of that, you're in a crystalline, kind of a disc. It looks like a little spaceship. It's a disc, and it's very beautiful. And I want you to spin and spin and spin in that disc. Good. You can feel the frequencies move up in your body, can't you? And now whilst you're spinning in the disc, see a great crystalline grid in front of you. And on that grid, we're going to place that which we wish to create. First of all, I want you to create something on that you yourself want for yourself. And as I say all the time, I want to see myself becoming very multidimensional. And I can feel it. Can you feel it? What is it you want for yourself? And besides that, I want to see what it is you want to create for your life. Do you have a project, a goal, a relationship, a business, a house? Whatever it is you want to create for your own life. That's it. And whilst you're seeing it, you want to feel it as if you're right there doing exactly what it is you want. Okay, now we're going to call in the healing room, our galactic healing center. Call that up. Let's go into the healing center and ask for our team of helpers to come in. We have a table there. If you prefer, you can have a reclining chair or something. We have a healing table. I'll just say it that way. And all around the healing table are the healing supports, whether they're individuals or whether they're waves of consciousness. And now you're on the table or the chair, and you're wanting to make a big change somewhere. What is the change you want? I could say for me to become physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually multidimensional, that would be good. Yeah. So what is it you would like? You want to change your health, your energy level? What is it you want to change? Present that to your healing team. And ask for that reflection that shows you which organs in your body mind are resisting that change or are fighting that change. Your intentions, they don't want to fight it, but your body has its own mind, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes, and just watch it and see what happens. Ask your team. Okay, somebody's got it right in the upper chest. You feel that right up just in the middle of the sternum and above? Somebody else is holding down in the, it looks like it's the appendix area. A number of you have it right in the belly in the intestinal tract, which, you know, houses everybody else's influence, old fears, karmic stuff, power, issues of power or no power, creativity, no creativity, sexuality, authority, dominance, losing your power. Somebody else has got it over in the hip there. I see particularly the left hip and then in the legs. Who else has got it? Okay, so over the arms, the left hand, the neck. So pretty much all through the body, if we look at everybody here, our body of listeners or those of you that are involved in it all, so every part of the body is kind of included somewhere along the way here. All right, so let's ask to feel, again, exaggerate those parts of your body. I should have said wrap yourself in light because we don't want to take all this resistance on. We want to see where it is. And then we're going to bring the light in and call in light, consciousness, angels, and guides and say, okay, let's cleanse that out. Cleanse the clenching out in my body. That's it. Cleanse it out. And we'll have these amazing showers of light pushing through the body. Good. And clearing it out. Until your healing team is congratulating you, saying, God, you really left it, didn't you? Let it go. Good for you. Yeah. It's funny because what I get with one of the ones that I wanted to make for myself was I get kind of an indecision in my mind about, is this the right thing? Is this what I should be doing? Is this appropriate? La, 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 la. My goodness, so I have to say my mind needs to be calmed. So I would say breathe. and release it and hand it over to your guides and angels who are right there to love you, to be supportive, but you have to lead the way. They can't lead you. You have to lead them. Otherwise, they're in the way, aren't they? Then it's not your job. Okay. Now, one more thing that we're going to do whilst we're in the structure is let's send out some healing vibrations to the whole world. My dream is that as we go through these systems breaking down, we actually evoke in ourselves the ability to raise up and collectively move past this dog-eat-dog reality that's been going on for so long. We've always been told, it's been implied, it's been prayed, it's been written, that there's going to come a time, a long time of peace and plenty for all. Let's make it now. If the system's changing in 2012, it's going to represent an eruptive time in frequency. Let's make it now that we can create all that. So let's send some healing light from our hearts. Fill your heart with pink light and its radiant, resonant light. And send it to all of the parts of the world that you're thinking about right now that have trouble and dominance issues and power and poverty and sickness and war. And changes that are, all change can move upwardly, but some of these changes are very, very destructive, aren't they? So we send our pink light there, our nurture and our love, and have it go around to all the hot spots in the world, and now into all the power spots in the world, and now back into the Pentagon, into the White House, into our government administration, legislative assembly. Yeah, and just radiate pink, pink light. And then to one another with all of our petty little fights and so on. Some of them aren't so petty, are they? So send it to the people that you're concerned with right now and bring it back into yourself. Good. And now let's cover the whole world. Great. The entire globe. That's right, so that our little extraterrestrial friends, or maybe they're big, can see that we are moving toward being a very radiantly harmonic group. Now remember this as you come back into the spinning disc. Go back into the spinning disc, and let's have ourselves spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Now remember, this is something that we're going to be very active about. It's a time of great change on the planet. It is a time of transition. I mentioned before that Eckhart Tolle called us the transitional generation. We're not all in the same generation. In some ways, another way we are. We're alive here right now, and this is a time of huge change. So let's talk about that together. I'm going to give the numbers because I'd love you to call in. I hope to have... Remember last week we had some just stunning callers. You don't have to be a stunning caller to call in, but we had very good callers last week, and they evoked great conversation about transition, about going somewhere, about making changes. And I want to say something else, actually. Just here's the numbers. I want to read you something from Amalia Comatero's book, but I'll do that as soon as I've done these numbers. From the States, it's from the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. From Canada, 888-810-8322. And the direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. I'm just reaching to get something here, so I seem like I've left, but I haven't left. I have a wonderful thing to read you. I was flipping through some books just to get some ideas about transition. It was a wonderful thing to do because I've got tons of books. A lot of them come from people that I've interviewed on Paradigm Shifters, and that's just a real, real pleasure and a real treat. Anyway, from Amalia Comatero from Spirit of the Stones, Amalia's book, Spirit of the Stones, is learning how to, is all about her life of breaking open, talk about change, breaking into being a shaman from being a naturopath. And her experiences are absolutely mind-blowing, and she's quite the amazing shaman now, using all kinds of movement and understanding and meditation and vision quests and so on. But anyway, as I flipped through her book, it said something about knowing, I didn't write the first words down, knowing the darkness well, for it survives in the darkness, and yet it yearns for the light. The darkness wants to merge with the light, but it fears that once it surrenders and merges with light, it will no longer exist. And I think that's such a wonderful line, because it's so true, that everything we change, it requires a death, doesn't it? So if you put light on a dark place, the dark is gone, isn't it? And as we change from one way of being into another, well, then something has died. And that part of us really will resist it. It's quite amazing. Now, there's another thing that I really loved. We all know about the power of the observer. So she was writing about how there was a shaman she was working with, and she said, he's a photographic shaman. And this little blurb reminds me of work that I do and others do that I know that are healers. She said here, this is during her initiation, and the shaman was observing. She said, oh, he sees the potential of perfection where others don't. He waits for the right relationship between the light of the sun and the shadows cast by the light. And then he snaps his photo. But what was really sweet about that is that I was looking at it and went, yeah, you know something, ladies and gentlemen? We can help each other tremendously. So, for example, if you're looking at a friend, and a friend is trying to recover from, oh, I don't know, whining. It doesn't always have to be some, like, major addiction or divorce or widowing or whatever. It can be something small the person is trying to get beyond. You know, maybe it's a dietary change so they won't have fibromyalgia or something. But in any case, what I realized reading that section was that as one of the greatest gifts we can give each other during these times of change is in our style of observation. So if I look at you or you look at me and I'm neurotic somewhere or another, good, I've got a caller, but you just have to wait because I got this great little bit that I want to say and I'll be with you. But, you know, if we're trying to get beyond something limited like a dietary shift or something, and you see me, sometimes we all judge each other, go, oh, she's always so whiny, or she's so resistant, or so on. Wouldn't it be nice if we learned to consciously, very consciously, look at the person, look at what it is they're dealing with, their darkness, if you will, even if it's small or light at the time. You look at their darkness, and then just see them in all their radiant glory being resolved. And I thought, well, that's so simplistic, but I loved it. So we are all shamans in one another's life. Shaman technically just means moving into altered states. And a lot of us do that anyway. But I'm just saying to you, what a wonderful gift to look at each other and see not only just the higher, because that's really devastating. You know, if you go around to see somebody as perfection and they really mess up, you know, then you haven't really paid attention, have you? Or you haven't been realistic about the urge that we have to go through the dark, to go through experience in order to transcend. But if we can hold both of those, then our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, and so on, do transcend more easily, and we're a part of it. Good to hear on the air. Welcome to Radiance by Design. Did you hang up?
No, I'm here, still here.
Yeah, there you are, Ted.
Oh, hi.
Hi, honey. How are you doing? Are you changing?
Well, I know. I call in a lot, but, you know, if nobody else is going to call, I'll call. I do have some stuff to talk about, though, too.
I love it when you call in, Ted.
I'm sorry?
I love it when you call in.
Yeah, thanks. well, I got some feedback that I need to just give up the struggle, you know, and I got kind of defensive, and I don't know if I struggle. I'm an easygoing guy, and and then I kind of journal about it and thought, yeah, I really do. It seems like I struggle around time, and I struggle around maybe acceptance of my, you know, of by other people. You know, there's just a number of areas where Yeah, I can see. Yeah, I do struggle too much. You know, just these tiny struggles. You know, not big struggles. It's just like, I got to hurry up. I got to do this. And I really don't gotta.
Isn't that, that's
most
a wonderful
of the time.
Thing.
So I don't know how to give that up. I've been sort of frustrated with it because it's still there a lot.
But you're a meditator, right?
Yeah, I do. I've been meditating for years, but I don't know. You know, I have such an active mind.
Well, you know, what I really see that I just love is that you have the ability to stop 80 times a day if you want to and just go, what am I struggling about? Call it up, feel it. And then command total release. The other thing that I'm seeing here in my visions as I talk to you is there's a wonderful thing, which is falling on your face at the feet of the divine. And it's a, you do it in your imagination, because if you do it in real life, you'll bang your nose. But if you fall on your, imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine, it's amazing how much energy starts pumping through and the struggle's gone. No?
Okay, I missed that last part. It's falling on the face of the feet of divine, and it's amazing
that the struggle is just gone.
Yeah, okay.
The other thing that I said that you probably didn't hear is that energy comes through. When we give up a struggle, our life force comes through differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so you pick up that. But it's wonderful, because the way you put it was, to me, very real, which is we don't realize how many times a day we're driving ourselves or we're struggling against the world, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's true for pretty much everybody, not just you. So it's a perfect call.
Yeah.
So I'm asking everybody to sort of slow down, or at least when you're running around doing a million things, just stop and go, what am I struggling?
Absolutely, yeah. I do that so much, and then I get frustrated because, God damn, there it is again. It's just there a lot.
I know.
Where I'm hurrying, and I don't really need to hurry.
There's another aspect of what you said, which is it could be about how people see me, how they, what did you say, how they judge me, how they like me.
Yeah, well, am I really accepted here or not? You know, so I have these little stupid stories that I don't put a lot of significance in, but sometimes I do, and I don't know. Yeah.
Well, once again, I just want to say I would call it up and feel it. Am I being accepted here? And, you know, the whole reality about humanity is as we move on in life, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And the more it doesn't matter, more acceptance will come to us, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird? So it's like a door that opens. Every transition we make is like a door, right?
Yeah, sure.
And all the ways we see, here, that's the other thing. I was just talking about how we see our friends and see their struggle and see their ability to transcend and move to the higher is such a solution for us trying to change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you just get your friends to see you as somebody who's already, you know, not worrying about what other people think. Because I'll tell you something about you, Ted, personally, is that you have a really lovely, it's actually quite a gentle light.
Mm-hmm.
And that light's got a job of its own to do. It has nothing to do with various reactions you and I are trying to deal with, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that light will come through in spite of you. That's why surrendering and falling on your face at the feet of the divine is really helpful, because the light just pushes on through.
Yeah, yeah.
But I loved your call.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, sure. I love your show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, you guys, he said, I love your show. I love that part. But guess what? We're going to be on Glastonbury Radio from now on, glastonburyradio.net. We're on Tuesday. I brought the schedule. This is news to me and news to you. But we're now going to be on Tuesdays there. This is thanks to Dawn. We're going to be on Tuesdays at 1300 o'clock, which I believe is 3:40 noon. We have to figure it out. 1300 o'clock over there, which I think might be, I have to figure it out. When I'm on the air, I'm not very good at mathematics. But anyway, it's the same day of the week, Tuesdays, and they're carrying our show Paradigm Shifters. Is that not good? I'm very excited to see if we get any feedback from that. Call in to them or listen to them on your internet, on your computer, and let's see what's going on over there in Glastonbury. Glastonbury is King Arthur's Center, where they have the rock that bleeds and all kinds of metaphysical and medieval amazing magic. So it's wonderful to be on Glastonbury Radio. I have not had the time to listen to it yet, but that's big news. So we say glastonburyradio.net is a great way to tune in and find out what it is. And thanks to everybody over there in England for listening to us. I don't suppose they'll be just in England. They're just English-based, but we're all over the world, aren't we? Now, let's move back into transitions. The transitions, recently I went down to Santa Cruz because a dear friend of mine, I'm mentioning it now because she phoned into this show quite a lot. Her name is Ann Douglas. She's just a wonderful friend, but she transitioned last week. And I was in Santa Cruz working with that whole process, seeing her and then seeing her afterwards and helping sort through her material goods, but learning a lot about transition. And, you know, she popped through and she's always one who connects people, and she was connecting all of us from the other side. Bless her heart. I really enjoyed that, and maybe she's listening today. She's not always online with me, but I have to say that I was surprised that she moved on, and I'm very, very grateful for all the ways she supported these shows and played and laughed with us and had many ideas, and I know that she'll present to us what it's like to be that kind of a paradigm shifter. All right, so here we go back into our work today, which is, let's go into our bodies. And I want you to pay attention, because as we go through, that sounds bossy, hey, pay attention to me. As we go through these next probably years, we're going to have to change a lot. The energies are moving up. What does that mean? Change the energy, change the reality. And one of the greatest ways to change, to meet new systems, is first of all, is to have designs within your own mind about what it is you'd like to see things become. Don't just throw your hands up and go, oh my Lord, I don't know what's going to happen. We're all facing a blank sheet. It's really scary. No, we're not facing a totally blank sheet. We know what we want to experience in life. We want to experience a financial system that works for all of us, don't we? And we want to experience some housing that people can afford. And we want to experience what? Appreciation of Mother Earth in a way that is mutually healing, us to her and she to us. And we want to experience healing for one another, and we want to experience magic. When I talk about magic, that is going in and creating your reality with your mind and with your heart, with your feelings, and with all the learnings you've been doing. My theory is, nobody's ever said it this way to me anyway, that my theory is that humanity may have created its reality to a degree, but I don't think it's ever been as rapid, as fast, and as facile as we're getting to now. And that's because the energies are moving up and moving up. So how on earth do we handle this? Well, I have a wonderful guest on at 5 o'clock, who's Galexis. Galexis is always very good at putting things in point form, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're going to get some information from Galexis. But I just want to say for my own guidance, what I've learned is you want to create with your mind. You want to raise the fields and the frequencies. And then you want to create and design. The reason they taught us those structures with the golden balls is because when you're in those vibrational structures, the actual angles of those different sacred geometric forms really enhance several things. One is your protection against the collective and the way it's pulsing away there, sending its images to you. But also, whilst you're in there, you're actually enhancing the rate at which you can manifest and where you can access your deeper or your more multidimensional perceptions of things. It's all pretty exciting stuff, isn't it? So let's see what we want to... are you going to call in or not, you guys? Okay, let's see what we want to create. So the other thing the guides are saying is as you create, you want to use your visions, and in your visions, you want to actually experience, like if you're envisioning a new house, for example, or if you're envisioning a peaceful solution to the war, you want to be able to actually be in the body. You want to be able to be in the resonance of that solution. Because we're resonant beings, we're vibrational vehicles of light. And how we radiate out into the world is really mostly, well, it's that and our visioning and our feelings and our thoughts and so on. And how we encounter resistances and what are we set up to get through them. So the guides keep reminding us that 95% of that is about clearing. So what we want to do is set up what it is we want to experience. Thanks for your call. It'll just be 1 minute. What it is we want to experience, and then clearing out from deep within ourselves the resistances to that, or shall we say the expectations that that isn't either allowed, or that I'm being foolhardy, or that nobody likes me, or the kinds of things that Ted called in and was struggling about. All right, so we have a caller, and we'll talk about this in a few moments. You're on the air.
Well, hello, Veronica.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling in to get your input. I'm in major transition for 3 years, 3 months now since my husband left the planet.
Oh, my.
And
talk about transition, eh?
Yeah, I put the entirety in perfect acceptance. You know, you have that, then you have grace. You give acceptance, then you get grace.
Wonderful. Thank you for that.
Yes, and
Has that worked for you?
It's worked very well. I'm just amazed at it.
Okay.
After 22 years of beautiful, you know, relating and connecting and helping each other. And right now I'm looking for a piece of land to carry on the dream that we had intended when he left. And I'm wondering what insights you have around that.
And also, can you tell me your first name?
Linda.
Okay. And what part of the country are you in?
I'm up in Washington State.
Good. Good place to be.
Yes, where the soil is good, but I'm looking for something further south because it's really crowded up here.
Well, it's interesting. Have you thought of, like, southeast Oregon?
Southeastern. Now, where...
I'm not always good on... I have a dear friend who tells me that when it's geographical, I'm standing on my head, so I don't know. But,
I have been getting Oregon, but southeastern, like on the other side of the mountains. Wow.
Maybe it's going into the mountains. You don't want to be all alone, do you?
No.
And you know you have a new partner coming up, hey?
When will that be?
I feel like it's tangled, meaning I see you going somewhere where it seems like you choose it for reasons of... partially isolation. You want to grow things and you want to be beyond the encroaching dynamics of the their cities, right?
Right.
Do you grow things? It looks like you're going to grow a lot.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
It's funny. I could be wrong about Oregon, but it's like the south and east. And over a little ways where it's warmer. So let's see, what's by Oregon? It's warmer, but there's space there. And then you have access to going into the cities if you want it.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any children, Linda?
No. Just plant children. I love the plant kingdom.
Well, I think the plant kingdom loves you, too. But it's funny. So when we said a partner, I see you headed in that direction. But you might get waylaid from a fellow who, you know, the process that you go through to move seems to be interrupted somehow. And I believe it's interrupted for a very good reason. Do you have community in and around Portland?
No.
Do you have, well, here's what it looks like. That there are several people and you get pulled into some kind of dynamic discussion. And you think you're headed in a certain direction, but you will get, the flow will be shifted. It's not like it'll be interrupted in a negative way. It looks like you'll be shifted and moved in a slightly different direction. And it looks like there's a fellow who wants you to come perhaps to where he has, I see you'll be growing a lot of things, mm-hmm. and he already has something going. And I think he's got a child. And you probably know of him through some people. But in any case, I feel like this is a very good example of how we make our plans, we hand them to Spirit, and what did you say? Acceptance and grace, right?
Right.
And it's another example of acceptance. When you meet and spark with this fellow, there is such a deep knowing, you'll go, oh, I think this must be what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes, I would have a knowing.
Yeah,
so
the knowing's very deep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not sort of dramatic-y. You know, it's not one of those really dramatic romances, but there is a very deep romance, and you wonder if it's your husband that set this up, actually.
And I wonder what?
And you'll wonder if your husband set it up.
Oh, absolutely. He's driving.
Yeah. And what was your plan with him? Was it to homestead and get off the grid?
Yes, I've been off the grid 30 years.
Well,
and
you're
right,
going to stay off the grid.
Pardon?
You're going to stay off the grid.
Uh-huh, that's right. And that would be good. And then I've just been the solo flight for years now, just waiting for the time. I'm wondering if the land is for sale yet that I'm going to buy.
Have you sold your place yet?
I'm renting and just on standby waiting for this alignment to happen.
I'm not always great on time, and the reason for that is time and place is really hard these days. However, it looks like it's quite soon, and that... Do you have people out there looking? Because it seems like it comes through somebody that you might have already asked to look for you.
Yes, I have a friend helping me look that was a broker and has financially had complete failure, and so just doing the best we can to connect. I feel like he's an earth partner, earth helper, but not my mate.
Well, I feel like he's got an idea for you. And the idea is a good one, and I believe it's when you think you're going in that direction, you won't go in that direction. It's because Spirit grabs you and goes, ha-ha, how about this? And
right.
I believe you'll be in community or in relationship, but there'll be a little bit of community there, like a child and maybe a young woman or something who's a child sort of thing.
A young woman where?
That is probably this fellow's child. That where you'll live with a new partner.
Okay.
It's like that.
Right.
And he's a lovely, lovely soul, actually. The one that you will line up with is just a lovely man. He also is widowed, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He has a certain amount of grief, and you'll find you help him. He helps you in certain ways, and you help him, and you both bloom together, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it looks like it's kind of fun, but I do think you're going to have to accept because your direction is going to be changed all of a sudden and very abruptly.
I feel like that. It's going to just. I'm thinking I'm going this way and then I'll veer off.
Yeah, and what's really exciting about that, Linda, and this is for everybody at home. If that's true and you already feel it, just go for where you're going anyway. Don't try to, you know. Don't try to hop from one foot to the other and go, I really have to know for sure how it's going to go. When you function from truth, integrity, and from connection with your higher, which you do as much as you can,
yeah.
You find it's fine if it changes. Just let's create our vision, let's be in it, and so on. And when it changes, it's for the higher good.
That's
I feel
right.
A bit badly for your real estate broker fellow. He's very lost and tenuous about himself.
Yeah.
So let's see him. We talked about the power of observation. Let's see him coming into that part of him that's really quite philosophical and a high being and very, very innovative. Let's just see him be there very soon. How's that?
Yes.
Because he's a good man.
Oh, very good.
But he's not your lover man.
No.
Mm-mm. Nice man, though.
Earth helper. From
you
another
know,
time. My man from another lifetime.
Yeah, and he's one of those people that has a gift because of his loss. He's got a gift that needs to be put into the changing times.
Okay.
So the more we recognize him and others for the loss and then what's blooming out of the loss, the faster he's healed. You know?
Mm-hmm. He's one that has grown organically and provided abundance for many, and that's part of the alignment. I thought maybe he would be helping me on this project. Do you see him continuing in a friendship to get a lot of food growing?
Is he a single man?
Yes.
I feel like he, too, is becoming... Yes, I want to say yes, but you look like you go in a different direction because of a relationship, and he also does. But
yes.
You're still both doing the same thing, so you could say you're both planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And as
doing...
such, you can high-five each other from wherever you are.
Right. Emotional support and hurrah.
I think higher self-support as well.
And higher self-support?
Yes. Like, both of you know you're supposed to be on the planet for this reason at this time. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both of you are really aware of the other as, my guides call it soul allies.
Mm-hmm, right.
And there's such a strong respect for being able to refurbish Mother Earth and many people's lives, and that's something you won't lose from each other. But there is a woman coming into his world, too.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, good. Well, I love your call.
Yes, well, thank you so much for the emotional support.
Oh, well, bless
your
heart.
Feel like a Lone Ranger.
You're not the Lone Ranger, honey.
I know that. It's like, why don't we believe what we know to be true?
You know what? We just need to see it meet its truth. We need to see and experience it, and you will.
Yeah.
And you're going to call and tell us, right?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Do you see what he looks like? Does he have dark hair or light hair?
I'm not very good at that part.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to lead you astray.
Yeah,
but what
I'll know
I do
in my
see
heart.
Is your husband leaning over, and he has something to do with connecting this. So if I were you, I would surrender and then keep on going with your dream, and there he'll be.
I shall, dolphinately.
Yeah, dolphinately. I love that. Thanks,
Thank
Linda.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Many blessings. Now, that was a really interesting call because, as we all know, Spirit sometimes has a better plan than we do. We think that we've got it all nailed. Before Linda called, I was just steaming up to say, I want you to all think of something you want to do. We have time for one more caller as well. Think of something that you want to do that you're afraid of. I find that really easy because I've got some big wild dreams. And call it up in your body. Oh, wrap yourselves in light here because we don't want to take each other on. Wrap yourself in light. Now let's go into our body and then call up a dream that you want to make happen, but you're afraid. Yeah. Now, where does it hit your body? Where does it tense in your body? For me, it's in the heart. I better watch that, huh? So I felt my whole heart clench. I go, oh, okay. So let's call it up and exaggerate where it is in your body. And now let's ask for help from our higher guidance and our angels. Ask for help. And let's command total release of that tension now, total release of that tension. So for me, for example, if it's in my heart, I really need to feel that tension in my heart and exaggerate it and then know that somehow in my love for my project, I've got it all messed up in the heart. So I can clear that. You can clear it. I can clear it and clear it and clear it. That's it. And then what we do is ask to clear it and then ask to bring in a spiraling platinum light in through the top of our head and have it whirl round and round and round in the head and down through the neck and the shoulders. And down in through our torso, I want to drop it into the heart, the pumping organ, the heart, and through the lungs, and the solar plexus. OK? Good. And do, now, so many of you have it right in your belly area, the gastrointestinal area. So I want you to just swirl that spiraling platinum light through the intestines, genital area, and now down through your legs. Really a good job all the way through the legs. Remember, the legs always are about support and understanding and holding us up. The knees about flexibility, of course. Too much flexibility, you flop over. And that's usually by fear as well, when your knees collapse. So again, you spiral that golden light all the way through your legs. Good work. And then in through your feet. And into the core of the earth. My goodness, I have to get myself prepared to sign off. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you know, I can't remember who's coming on next week, but I'll tell you this, that if you will let me know what your email address is, you'll get a little email notice about who's coming on to Paradigm Shifters next week. But this week's guest is really exciting. It's Galexis. Galexis is a coalescence of beings channeled for many years through Ginger Metrol, and Galexis gives you some amazing steps. I'll finish talking about Galexis after we take this caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Deb.
Hi, Deb. How you doing?
I'm good, and I have one more question for you about beings leaving the planet, if you have time for it. Do you?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've been thinking a lot, as you know, about the animals who are leaving.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if the guides have anything to say about... You know, we think about all the human animals who are leaving, but what about so many of us have lost dogs lately? I'm not the only one. Others of my friends are losing the kinds of dogs that are just really beloved companions. And then there's the larger issue of all the great white bears drowning in the northern seas. And what are all these animals transitioning on purpose, or are we just being so negligent of the natural systems that we're pushing them out?
Well, you know,
go ahead.
That's a very interesting question, because what the guides are saying right away is that some of these beings are transiting on purpose, you know, just because they don't want to be here in the middle of it all.
Right.
And they're very powerful. They seem to be collective spirits. Is that interesting? I think so.
Which of them? Is it the more domesticated animals or
the
wild
polar bears,
animals?
For example, are more of a collective.
Mm-hmm.
And the whales and the dolphins are leading the way on a certain kind of, some sort of mission. This is not something that I've ever experienced before. It's as if they're very attuned to one another. It's like they can say, let's get out of here.
But are you talking about just the dolphins and the whales, or the dolphins and the whales and the bears? And by the way, I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry. Has it been like that all the way through?
Yeah.
Oh, it has?
But I'll just go back to the archives and listen, so keep going.
Okay. So it seems like that the whales and the dolphins have a kind of a collective thought process, and they're sending information to other animals, and that the polar bears, there's a whole move that they don't want to be here anymore because things are going to change and they're not really adapting to it. They don't need to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as personal dogs and cats go, it seems like, once again, they are struggling with the transition individual. It seems like they're struggling individually.
Okay. So when they pass through... And they become a different kind of higher energetic vibrational entity, being, do they work with us the same way that humans who leave work with us to try to help make this shift?
Some of them do, yes. Is this louder, Deb?
Teen kind of bit, yeah.
Okay. Some of them do. Some of them just move on, you know. But
okay.
Your dog, it seems like she's going to be around off and on, probably for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And she has something to do with your rapport with the changing society. And she doesn't want to be here anymore, but she's going to be with you.
Go ahead.
Do you remember we talked about her? She said, I don't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just wondered if some of these dogs, like India, for instance, who have such an extraordinary, they're so evolved already as spirits. If they involve themselves in some way too, I mean, because they are, you know, really closer to the natural world and those systems than we are, because we managed to get ourselves so separate.
Unfortunately, I have to go, but I would say yes, that they are evolving and transforming collectively and individually very swiftly right now. That's what it looks like. I see these fields of energy, and they're awakening. But their personal, their gift to us is really about love and nurturing and support and harmony with all nature, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And all I say to you is, yeah, they're still evolving like man. But you're going to hear from her, and she will give you support as you evolve, because you're going to go like man as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for this great show, another great show.
Thank you. Bless your heart.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I just want to say, tune in at the top of the hour for Galexis. Galexis is an amazing coalescence of beings. Takes you through meditation, step-by-step processing for how to deal with change, how to move beyond it, and what is emergence? What does it look like? And how are we going to tune in at the top of the hour? They will really uplift you, and you'll enjoy them thoroughly. I know you will. You can also research them on their site, which is Galexis, G-A-L-E-X-I-S, spirit.com, galexisspirit.com. This is Veronica Entwistle. If you want a session with me, or if you want to have a suggestion about a paradigm shifter or show ideas or feedback, please email me, Veronica, at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll put you on my email list, which is just a little flyer that tells you who's up this coming week. And remember, we're on GlastonburyRadio.net. That's GlastonburyRadio radio.net. Tuesday afternoon at 13 o'clock. 1300 hours over there, and I have to figure out what time that is. Many blessings. See you at 5 o'clock.